Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi. Again, this dictation was stopped in between. I don't know what happened. Something was wrong in the phone. So I'm redictating. This is the patient is Tom Zyk, T-O-M-C-Z-Y-K, Peter Joseph, 703 bed 1. Date of relation is January 23rd, 2023. Subject, this is for initial relation. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has given permission to telehealth appointment. History of present illness. Mr. Peter is a 52-year-old single Caucasian male who was discharged from the Exxon Oakland Hospital on January 19, 2023. He has history of schizoaffective disorder, attention deficit disorder, hypertension, diabetes, morbid obesity, history of traumatic brain injury. Currently, he is living in a group home. Patient has been on Haldol-Diconate 150 milligram every month and also taking Clonopin 1 milligram BID and other medications for his high blood pressure, diabetes, and PED, that is Norvis 10 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, vitamin B12 500 milligram daily, Pranavil 20 milligram daily, Nicoderm 21 milligrams patch. He has been following primary care physician. Since discharge, patient has been living in a group home. He denies any depression, sadness, mood swings. He described that he is feeling much better and having no problem with the medications and the treatment. He described the he was not able to give his Adderall as it's go to the prescriptions should be go directly to the pharmacy. Therefore, he need to refill up the prescription, that is Adderall 30 milligram morning and 30 milligram at noon, which I will do it, get it done, period. His past psychiatric history, positive for several psychiatric admission. Medical history is positive for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity. Personal history, he was born in Michigan, completed high school. He got divorced, having adult daughter. He does not have any contact with them. He had no legal problem, history of larceny in the past, and was on probation, period. His surgical history positive for laparoscopy. His physical examination was normal. He is allergic to pyroxene, seroquel, and iodine. Substance abuse history, drinking alcohol, but denies any use of marijuana. On mental examination, today Peter presented as a tall Caucasian male, about 6 feet 4 inches in height, 334 pounds in weight. He was alert, oriented, looks relaxed, mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear. He denies any auditory or visual hallucinations, some peripheral feeling. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, plan, or any attempt. He was cooperative, attentive. There was no irritability, agitation, no auditory or visual hallucinations, or any persecuted religion. He described as long as taking his Haldol, his hallucinations are reduced, his obstruction world was fair, judgment size seems to be okay, he was average intelligence. Patient was further explained risk, benefit, and side effect, and was explained that he should continue treatment, and I'm going to send him the rest of the medication. Diagnosis, XS1, schizoaffective disorder, attention deficit disorder, XS2 defer, XS3, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, diabetes, period, history of traumatic brain injury, XS4, living in a group home, other psychosocial stress, history of legal issues, chronic mental illness, XS550, prognosis guarded, recommendation, patient was given other prescription while he was discharged from the hospital. Currently, he is taking Clonopin 1 milligram BID and also Haldol-Diconate 150 milligrams. The next injection is due in February, say, on 7th year. Also, he's on Adderall 30 milligram in the morning and noon. That prescription I will get refill. I explain him the risk, benefit, side effect. He has consent, verbal consent for the treatment. Patient will be seen every 2 weeks until he gets stable and will be discharged to Dr. Kim care once he is available. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. I'm sorry, this is a there are two interruptions occurring between. I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 patients, and the last patient was the initial evaluation. Thank you very much. Have a good day. You can you fax me the report at 248-828-9712. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.